My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
To an ESPN NFL reporter, I guess he hit up Quail Hollow with Marty Smith to debate who had the better 2024 PGA Tour season.
It's just a bit that they did. They're just on the driving range, and they're arguing about who had the better year out of Scheff and Shoffley. It's kind of funny.
What would you rather have? Two majors
remember
majors.
Darling,
Scheffler won all the money.
Two majors.
Yeah.
Because it's legacy.
Like, yeah, nope. Hall of Fame.
Nobody cares
Scheffler
about
it. Won a major, though, right?
Yeah, he won a Masters.
To win two majors in a year? Two majors.
Two majors is iconic.
That's yeah. Why it's a interesting debate.
Still, remember, I mean, you wouldn't even ever.
Scheffler won the gold.
Scheffler's a great player.
Yeah.
But two majors in a year is better. Sorry. I think Scheffler won players, too.
It's a bigger accomplishment.
He has, like, a great accomplishment.
Scheffler won more tournaments and a gold medal.
But, still take the two
and
majors.
One major. Put it this way. Mark O'Meara won two majors in 1 year, had won like the year of his life, and now he's a Hall of Famer.
So we'll talk to Jeff Darlington.
Otherwise, you would never think about it.
What about it's a green jacket? I mean, Xander won the two Nubs majors.
There's really no such thing as Nubs majors.
Ah, well, yes, there is. Yeah. You've called it the Nubs major for years.
Which one?
The PGA.
The PGA.
Strongest field in golf.
The PGA actually has a decent field. It just has a bunch of pros in it. Yeah. Or whatever.
Anyway, we'll talk to Jeff Darlington coming up.
First of all, Darlington, remember Darlington was the guy who witnessed Scheffler being arrested.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
He was the guy.
He was right there on the scene.
He was right there.
Yeah. Hasn't that cop been arrested now for stealing?
Oh, is that right? Tell me the detail on that. He was stealing?
One of the cops on the scene, not the cop.
I don't know if it was the guy who arrested him.
One of the cops on the scene stole $4,000 from someone that he arrested and got caught.
Oh, man, that is... Yeah, that's
like the oldest scam in the book, though, right?
Yeah, that's
when these guys.
It's like going to the evidence room and stealing a brick of cash. Like, you just can't, you're not going to get away with it.
Well, like, you go and you bust a guy with coke, and then you take all his dough.
Sure.
But how can they do that now with the cameras? I was thinking about that. Like, these guys, doesn't it keep the cops more honest? Not to say, I think by and large, most cops are, but.
Sometimes they turn them off.
But when you turn it off, you're up to
something shady. I don't know. Maybe you just claim malfunction.
Hey, I give a lot of credit to Danny Glover in the end, close to the end of, I think it was Lethal Weapon 2, where there was a big pallet of like millions of dollars. And he grabs one brick of the cash. He goes, I can send my kids to college with this money. And he doesn't take it because it's dirty drug blood money.
Right.
If he wasn't an actor and he was a real cop, he would have taken it.
Well, in this case, in this case, Javar Downs, who was a Louisville Metro police officer, was searching a man during a traffic stop, sees an envelope with about $10,000 cash, and the man reports that Downs took about $4,000 of that cash and submitted the rest of it to evidence.
And hey, maybe he needed poker buy-in. Maybe he needed some cash.
Dude, we used to know.
That was an easy score.
We're very pro cops here, and I think the vast majority are trying to do the right thing. But I did know one dirty cop. We both knew one dirty cop. You know what I'm talking about, Jason? Like 20, he used to just steal from the drug dealers, and he always had silly golf bag, golf shoes.
Is this the guy you went to high school with?
No, did not go to my high school with him. Just met him.
Knew him.
Met him actually through the show.
Mm.
Oh. He was a dirty cop.
You'd have to write that one down.
Dirty cop. He would just steal from all the drug dealers. And he justified it because they're freaking drug dealers. You know what I mean? So
I know a few cops. I think they're all on the level.
Yeah. I'd say the vast majority for sure are.
Yeah.
But
they don't have a silly house like Richard Gere had in Internal Affairs.
I mean, I don't remember that movie, but
such a good movie.
No, they all have just standard, you know, run of the mill houses.
I'll be completely honest with you. I'm glad I'm not a cop because I would struggle with some of those moral dilemmas.
Although I think Chief Major has a silly place. Now he's been working forever. Now he's head of Capitol Police.
Capitol Police, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's
Chief
got
Major?
A
buzz it.
Yeah, and I'm not obviously I'm not saying he was on the take, but like
no.
He was top of the mountain.
Well, he listens every day. Yeah, he's probably listening right now.
No. Let's not get this confused. Yeah. Chief Major. I love you. I know you're a man of sterling reputation.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
So Mike Sando on The Athletic put out the NFL quarterback tiers list, which is interesting. And it has some credibility because it includes commentary from 50 NFL coaches and executives. The panel included 7 GMs, 8 head coaches, that's a quarter of the league, 12 coordinators, and 12 execs, as well as 8 assistant coaches.
If Ron is on that panel, I'm going to throw this study out. I'm going to throw this survey out.
Right. And 3 analytics people.
Okay.
All right, but a big panel, a lot of coaches and GMs, part of this.
Mm.
And then each voter had to place the veteran quarterbacks into 5 tiers, from the best to the worst. So the top tier, it's going to have Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It only had 2 other guys. Can you give me the 2 other guys in the top tier according to coaches, NFL GMs?
By the way, they only have
analytics people.
They only have 30 rated, it looks like.
Correct, because it's veterans.
Okay, so now
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen in the top tier came in at number 3.
I would say Lamar Jackson.
No. They have Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Okay.
That's who they have as the top tier.
All right.
All right.
And according to the top tier, a tier 1 quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. I think that's fair. The only hole in Joe Burrow's game is probably health.
Yeah, staying on the field. Well,
I think Josh Allen throws a lot of picks, but then when you look at the
15 rushing touchdowns.
Interception ratio, like total touchdowns to interceptions, I want to say he's number 1. Like in the difference between total touchdowns and interceptions. So he's kind of high on the interceptions.
Plus the rushing element, like Jason mentioned. Yeah. Like, I mean, didn't he score 15 touchdowns last year alone?
So why? I'm going to stand up for Lamar here because at this point, I think he's fairly proven. What are they saying the hole in Lamar's game is?
So tier 2 is
there's only 2 guys,
a quarterback
right?
can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses. Or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier 3. He has a hole or 2 in his game. And yes, Lamar comes in at the top at number 4. They've got Stafford 5, Herbert 6, Aaron Rodgers 7, also in the same tier. C.J. Stroud, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts.
Let me just say this.
That's
Aaron
a lot of
Rodgers
guys.
In his prime is a tier 1 quarterback. Everybody knows it.
Of course.
The only reason why he's there is because of his age and the injury.
And tier 2, I mean, there's a ton of guys. They also include Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy.
How many guys are in the tier 2 total?
A ton.
11.
Jeez.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, put it this way. If you were the Commanders who have been quarterback starved, you would kill for all those guys.
Oh, yeah. You'd love to have one of those tier 2 guys.
I have to say I'm still biased against Jared Goff, but I've seen him play well. But I still
last
have
couple
this,
years, he's played well.
I still have By this way, inherent bias against
Jared
him.
Goff, who always plays better in indoor scenarios than outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I think he plays like 80% of his games in domes this year.
Mm. Yeah,
like,
I read that.
He could have a crazy type of year.
St. Brown, if he stays healthy, he's going to have bomb numbers.
And Jameson Williams, and if he takes the next step.
Here's why Lamar didn't make tier 1. This is from a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Said, he's a 1 with limitations for me. You can win a lot of games with him. When you watched it against Kansas City, he can't pass when he has to. That is still true. But he is still a wonderful football player.
Mm. I'd be size for him.
Career 75.7 passer rating and 2-4 record in the playoffs. despite strong defensive report, is why they maybe knocked him down. Do you have a problem with Aaron Rodgers being at seven?
Well, I mean, that's only because of age.
His legacy. It's going to be interesting to see how he plays, because there's a lot of expectations for the Jets. A lot of people think that they can be that, you know, that surprise team in the AFC. Last year was Houston. But can Aaron Rodgers play healthy for an entire year? He's got really good guys to throw to. He's got a legit RB. You know, he's not going to bounce out of the pocket and kill you. But if he stays healthy, it'll be interesting to see what kind of numbers
he's got. He's got a top 10 defense,
He's got a really good defense.
When you look at the breakdown, I'm sure JP's reading it too. He received 23 tier one votes. So a bunch of guys actually think he's still tier one.
More than anybody else.
But he got a couple didn't make tier one. Later, he got a couple tier three and tier and two and tier four that just kind of screwed up the numbers and lowered him. But I agree. When Aaron Rodgers is playing, I mean, this it's not debatable. I mean, he's a tier one quarterback. So we'll see. We'll see what he is at this point. My guess is he's going to be pretty good, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know, some people knock Justin Herbert because he hasn't won anything.
I got no problem with him being in here with these 11 guys.
I think it's a big year for Justin Herbert. Now, he's not going to have the receivers he's been comfortable with, but
the guy who has
a
beef,
he's got to win some games.
The guy who has a beef is Tua. Tua should be in there, in my opinion.
All right, so that gets us to tier three. He's the top of tier three. Tier three includes Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Russell Wilson.
I don't know that I'd have Deshaun Watson in that tier at this point.
He might be a little high, too.
I think with his poor play, now he's got shoulder issues and arm issues. I don't know that he even belongs in that tier. That's a guy who needs a real bounce back.
I can't believe they kept four quarterbacks.
The Browns?
Yeah.
Well, that shows you that they're worried about Deshaun Watson.
That's a clear sign. DTR,
Jameis. DTR, Jameis, and Huntley.
So Tua got knocked a little bit here. There's an offensive coach who apparently was in the AFC for a while. So maybe he's a coordinator, ex-coordinator, who says easy throws. That's basically why he's been knocked. He says Miami's done an incredible job of Tua, giving him easy throws, giving him easy looks, catching runs to 4.3 guys. If you're sitting there in a pure pass situation, if he has to sit there and read stuff and go through his progressions, I don't have a lot of confidence in what it's going to look like.
Well, he led the league in passing yardage last year. So they may be easy throws. Like, you just credit that to Mike McDaniel and his schemes. He puts the guys in spots where Tua makes easy throws to lethal guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Reading about Tua, they make an allusion to Purdy. And I tell you, I've been on Purdy like since day one. Like, once he started playing well, I was like, wow, this guy actually is the real deal. I didn't think that going into anything. But once you started watching him play, I thought he was the real deal. And he says, Tua does a great job anticipating, but this is an interesting point. I don't see him make it right when it's not right. Purdy does. If there's a free hitter on the edge, Purdy can spin out, keep his eyes downfield. I don't see Tua have that creativity or overall athleticism to do that, what Purdy does. Because I think Purdy is legit. I think he's answered the bell. I think he's answered the questions. Maybe he needs one more year to really solidify it for people, but I think he's the real deal.
It'll be interesting to see what they do on his contract.
I think they're going to have to reward him.
If they win the division, go deep in the playoffs, I think you're right. But I just think he's limited. I think he's limited, Eric, in making big plays in the playoffs when you're playing much better defenses.
Maybe you're right.
So for Jaden Daniels to be a success, what tier do you need him to be in?
Oh, two or better. I mean, although Tua is
a success this year or for his career.
Screwed.
This year? First career.
No. First career two. Needs to be a two or a one.
Two or a one, yeah.
Anything lower than that is a failure.
Yeah, I would say one's going to be hard. Definitely
that's
two.
That's going to be tough, but he needs to
ascend. If you only have three quarterbacks in tier one, that's going to be tough.
Do they have Trevor Lawrence in tier?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He's in tier three. Yeah, good. That's where he belongs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think, yeah, Jaden's got to at least be a two.
Although, if he had Tua's numbers, I think you'd be happy. Yeah.
You'd take it, but you wouldn't feel great about it. Tua needs Tyreek Hill and Jaden Waddle, apparently, and a great offensive mind in Mike McDaniel. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Coming up next, 1 in 4 Americans laments about this in their life.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.